Tensions are escalating in Ukraine following last week's ousting of President Viktor Yanukovych. Weeks of street demonstrations led to Mr. Yanukovych leaving the country by helicopter in the middle of the night. Thousands of protesters in West Ukraine fought bloody battles in the capital, Kiev. Scores of people died in the violence, many shot by riot police. The protesters were demanding the resignation of Mr. Yanukovych, economic reforms, and closer ties with the European Union. The east of the country did not see the levels of violence witnessed in the capital, largely because most people there voted for Yanukovych and lean more towards Russia than the EU. The White House has said it no longer considers Mr. Yanukovych to be the president of Ukraine. The US Secretary of State John Kerry also warned Russia not to intervene in Ukrainian affairs. A White House spokesman said, "We strongly support Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty." Fears are increasing that Ukraine could break in too, as pro-Russian separatists are becoming more active, especially in the autonomous region of Crimea. Armed gunmen wearing Russian military uniforms were reportedly guarding Crimea's main airport on Friday. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, warned Russia against military aggression after Russia mobilized 150,000 troops near the Ukrainian border.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com